Okay, welcome everybody. And today I have Monica Corrado again with me. Monica and I did a previous podcast about the GAPS diet, particularly because Monica is one of, I would say, one of the world's foremost GAPS counselors. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. She's written books about it and has counseled hundreds, maybe thousands of people and taught classes, etc. But today we have a little different subject, which is we're introducing Monica. I'm very actually really happy about this, to be the person in the new biology clinic who's going to help people with food. And we're really excited to have Monica on board. And so I'm just going to say a little bit about what I think about this position, which is, I think, different than a nutritionist. So let me explain why. Two examples. One was a guy I knew who was had been a patient and a friend, and he unfortunately ended up having a heart attack, and he wrote me a letter, a little bit angry, saying, "You know, Tom, you guys need to tell people that the reason I had this heart attack was because I ate saturated fat." And of course, I didn't say this, but I thought about it, which was the question I would have asked was, well, what did the saturated fat taste like? Because if you think about it, nobody has eaten a saturated fat. We have theories that saturated fat causes heart disease, which turn out to be disproven. But apart from that, my main point is, even if you eat butter or lard or coconut oil or whatever oil or fat you're eating, there's only a certain percentage of it. Like, I think lard is 30% so-called saturated fat. And so if it was even true that eating lard gave you a heart attack, you have no way of knowing it wasn't the other 70% of the stuff in the lard. And so my point is, basically, I stopped thinking about food from its biochemical components a long, long time ago, because it just makes no sense. And nobody has eaten a saturated fat. And so what you're really claiming is that eating too much butter gave me a heart attack, which is an interesting claim, because the very time in our history when people ate the most butter, they had the fewest heart attacks. My point again is, the problem is thinking in this sort of biochemical way. So let me give you another example. I used to have these conversations with another anthroposophical doctor when I was doing that at the time, is 30 years ago. And he was really into biochemistry, and particularly around minerals. And so he would test everybody's the minerals in their urine and in their blood and their hair. And then he would get these charts of what they were deficient in, and then he would make these formulas of putting this much potassium and this much sodium and this much zinc. And then he would formulate them and give them to the patients, and then they would supposedly get all better. So one time he showed me this person, I don't remember what their problem was, and here's their mineral analysis and they're deficient. And so he came up with this formula of what to give them. And I said, Ira, give me a second here. And I pulled out the mineral analysis of Celtic sea salt, and it was very similar. And I said to him, "Oh, I do the same thing. I just tell everybody to eat Celtic sea salt." And I skipped the $1,500 of tests. And he didn't like that so much. But my point is, that way doesn't get you anywhere. First of all, it's not even scientifically sound. And so we are not in our clinic here to give you biochemical formulas of what to put into your mouth. The reason we chose Monica is because she knows food, where to get it, how to source it, what the best food is, how to prepare it. And so you're not going to be told eat less saturated fat, I don't think.
No.
but you may be told which butter to get, how to use it, how to cook with it, how to make ghee if you want, or lard, and how to get it. And that's what, and so that's the problem that people have, is they have been somehow convinced that food are chemicals and not food. And so our nutrition support is on how to help you make better food choices from beginning to end, not how to eat more zinc or whatever. Every time I look into that, it turns out to be just a bunch of hooey. So with that, Monica, maybe explain a little bit about if you agree with what I said and how you see it, and how, what it would look like. That's the really the important thing. So somebody comes in, they have a problem, they see one of our doctors, he said, you know, this person needs to eat a better diet, a kind of nourishing tradition. The person says, what do you mean? I don't know what to do. So yeah, that's the issue here. Or if they do know what to do, a lot of our people, of course, they know a lot, but they don't know, what do you mean, like, don't eat so many carbs, or what about, how do you do the GAPS diet, or whatever? Anyways, that's a lot of stuff. So take it away.
Thank you so much. So yeah, Tom, if I didn't agree, I wouldn't be sitting in the chair, right?
Yeah, I figured.
So I'm... I am so thrilled.
I tell you one more thing. If I hear one more person say, the reason you should eat, you know, ghee is because it upregulates your NRF2 pathway.
Oh, my God. Right?
I mean, seriously.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. I am thrilled to be part of the team. This is my life, you know. Yeah. I have been talking about food and teaching food and, teaching people how to make food and source food and all
long
sorts of things.
Long time.
It's almost 25 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time, almost from the start of the Weston A. Price Foundation, right? That's
yeah.
So, I love to bring it back down to what are you eating. And I really
imagine that.
I know, right? I really glaze over when I start hearing about those pathways, and you know, I need this much this, and I really, you know, it's an interesting thing because we are in a culture, as you are well aware, which is all about testing every darn thing. And everyone says, "Well, to work with you, what tests do you need?" And I say, "None," right? Like, I don't need the tests. I want to hear. How do you feel, right? How are you, right? What can you do in the kitchen? How have you been eating? Do you eat at all? We have a lot of people that are not eating well at all. You know, they're grabbing a bar of garbage.
Yeah.
Right? And they're grabbing it and, oh, I don't have time. And so in any case, yes, I love to talk about food. I love to talk about sourcing. I love to talk about our beautiful, you know, earth and sustainability and where can they find the food. And yes, for the last, I don't know. So I've been teaching Nourishing Traditions Weston Price for 25 years, 24 years, whatever. And recently I've been teaching GAPS diet a lot, very focused. Dr. Natasha has me teaching for her the GAPS diet. And I just am thrilled to be here anywhere I can be to help people think about the food.
So let's get an example of teaching food. So, you know, I think both of us, when we think about, okay, what's the best food to eat? It's not based on pathways or certain study. It's based on who did it and how do they do?
Yeah.
And then how do you do when you eat it? And there are certain rules, like so teaching food, like some people eat grains that are not soaked, right? Which is not how traditionally anybody ate grains.
Exactly.
And so that's like a culinary mistake as far as health concern.
It's a huge mistake and it's everywhere,
Yeah.
sadly. Yep. Everyone
So,
thinks grains are fine, put them in, make them into flour and then go. And we need to soak them or sprout them or ferment them. We need to do something to make them available to the body and
right.
digestible. It's actually a pre-digestion technique. Everything is,
Yeah, everything
most
is
things.
pre-de- So that's the problem. And so then people say that's when the glaze over, oh, I don't know how to do this. And that's where we get, and that's where you come in, because
Yes.
so you can walk them through, how do you do that? And even whether grains are the right food for them, or so then comes, okay, well, I want to, like, how do you eat? I know bones, et cetera. How do you do that? How do you eat bones? So it becomes an infra, like a knowledge problem, or it's a culinary problem, really.
Yeah, well, it's really both. I mean, it's I always try to talk to, I don't try. I tell them about the why we're doing this because a
Yeah.
lot of people, they don't want to, I'm asking them to go in the kitchen, number one. And I'm asking them to put more time into their food, right? So they need to know why it's important. And then they need to know how to do it and to feel, comfortable doing it. So that's really what I see my role as being. And
Yeah.
some of that will happen on a monthly basis with an hour long, right, teaching in the kitchen. One of the
Right. So
things,
you're gonna
right?
the way you're gonna do it is get like a monthly, here's a class. So this will, how do you make bone broth? How do you ferment vegetables?
Yeah.
How do you make stock? That's bone broth, I guess. And what fats do you eat? How do you use them? How do you cook with them? Which fats are good to eat? I mean, these are the sort of basics which cultures used to know,
Yes.
and we've sort of forgotten, and so we eat bad food.
Yeah, we eat bad food. We eat dead food. Dead is really the thing. We eat dead food. We need f eat food that isn't available to the body. We eat food that's rancid, a lot of things. We're not there's something going in, but I'm not sure what it is,
Yeah,
right?
right.
Yeah.
Non-food edibles, I used to
That's
call.
right. I like to call it, a lot of them are food fractions too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yep.
And do you have any comment on how you would go about helping somebody figure out which of these food choices is right for them?
So, I mean, a couple of things. One is to hear from the doctor, right, who's
Yeah.
referring, who says, I think this is something we need to look at. Either they, and so then we go that way. The other thing, or we
So,
focus
like, if
that way.
they have seizures, they might say do a ketogenic diet, and then you
Right.
could help them figure out how to implement that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Or, yeah, or maybe they need to eat more grains, or maybe they need to eat less grains. We could talk about that. And then certainly everyone needs to eat more ferments, but that's just my bias, right?
Yeah.
So in any case, but how do we figure it out? We listen to which way are we going, and then we implement it. We say, okay, well, let's try this and then see how your body responds. Right? See how your body responds. And that's quite, as I'm sure you know, it's quite something for people to actually listen to, like, what is their body doing? They're not
Right.
used to it at all. They really are
Right.
not. Yeah.
I mean, they've been told that, oh, they literally come to a doctor and say, how am I doing?
Yeah, right.
And then you say, okay, do this. And then they come back and say, so how did that work? And I ended up saying, so how are you feeling? Like, how's your life?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
How are your bowels? How did you sleep? How's your energy? What about your joints or whatever complaint you had? Is
Right.
that better, worse?
Right.
And it could be that some people may need a high animal food and some people may need less.
Absolutely. Different bodies, right? Need different things. As long as the foundation is clean, right?
Yes.
Sourcing well and it's nutrient dense. And we just see, yeah, what does each body, how do you feel on? I ask people all the time, how are you feeling on that? Right? Listen to your body. What is it telling you?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
What do you say when the person says, I have no idea?
I have no idea what my body is telling me.
Yeah.
I start looking at those, I start talking about, well, How are you sleeping?
Yeah.
How are you, right? How are you sleeping? How are you feeling? Are you waking up tired? Are you know, is your sleep solid? Those
Yeah.
types of things. How are your bowels? I talk a lot about bowels. How are your bowels, right? Are you having a bowel movement? What kind of bowel movement? How does all those things, those types of things. How do your joints feel? So you start helping people to just giving them some I don't want to say markers, but some areas to focus on, right? Let me
Yeah.
know. Let's start. Some people need to write it down. Write it down. Write it down on your calendar. Right? I love calendars where you write things with a pencil. Write it down as opposed to put it in your phone. You can do that too if you want to, but right, like let's see how you did. You started eating this food, and then let's see how your body responded over the next couple of days, next
Yeah.
week, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get some feedback on how this is working. Is there any other just because we just wanted to introduce you to people here and just give them an idea of so how what like what does it look like when somebody they came for my joints hurt and somebody may have said I have rheumatoid arthritis and I go to the doctor and he says I really need to eat more like a sort of GAPS diet. And so what does that look like? So they come to you and that they say, yeah, that's my problem. They said I needed to eat more like a GAPS diet. What happens next?
Sure. So the first thing that I'll do is I like to talk about GAPS. I like to explain what the GAPS diet is because it looks like it's really big. It is, it's a big book, but to really just hone it down to these are the foods you're not going to be eating and why, right? Take these out, put
Yeah.
these types of foods in, right? And then we talk about rebuilding their gut flora, whatever, all of the microbes.
Yeah.
And so first I talk a little bit about what GAPS is and how it works. And that's one of my favorite things to do because I like to take a lot of information and make it easy. We're going to do this, this, and this. And
Yeah.
then we talk. So that's the first thing. What is GAPS and how does it work? And then what are the foods? The taking out foods is usually pretty easy. Although people that eat a lot of carbs, sometimes we have to do it slowly. We have to wean them off because they can have pretty severe die-off, if you will. They can feel really bad and get blood
Yeah.
sugar destabilized and all sorts of things. So we look at how to bring them off, wean them off the carbs. And then we can pick what's the one thing to start bringing into your diet. And then we'll talk about it, how to make it, how to source the bones, what it looks like when you're done, la, la, la. How much you need to be eating, or how much I suggest they start eating, and then we would probably move to the other three things that need to happen. So one, of course, is going to be the stock for the collagen, et cetera. That's going to be the most important thing that we're starting with, and then maybe we'll bring in the fermented foods, and
Yep.
then it just depends on two. Where are they in their culinary knowledge? Do they already eat ferments? Do they not? Do they even know what I'm talking about? You
Yeah.
know, so that analysis happens too of just, hey, what kind of pots do you have in your kitchen? Right? Do you make your own food? Have you ever made these things? And so every person that comes will be, a little bit different, obviously, because of their background in those areas. Maybe they've never sourced anything clean from a farm, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're used to buying their food at Walmart. Probably not our people, but I do this head thing because the things that are
Yeah.
passing for food right now are just blowing my mind. And that's a learning curve. I mean, really, real big learning curve. How really what the difference is between, Walmart chicken, if you will, and something you get from Polyface or from somewhere.
Yeah.
And why? So that's how it would work. And we would just, talk about these are the pieces, and each person would, I would figure out what the next logical step is for them. What's the next doable step
Yeah.
that should make an impact, on this journey?
You know, Monica, it sounds a lot like how I did medicine in a way because I told people, and this is sort of what I'm hearing, when you walk out of here, you, the patient, you will know more or less what I think about your situation, and you will know like what to do. You'll know like take this or eat this or whatever. And I'm not saying necessarily that's going to fix you this first step, but it's my like opening bid.
Yes.
This is what I want you to do. And if you don't know what to do, that's my problem. If you don't do it, that's your
That's your
problem.
problem. That's right.
But
That's
I
right.
can guarantee you, and I gave them a piece of paper, take boom, this walk, this much, whatever. They know what I think they should do. And that sounds like what you, they will know, okay, I want you to eat broth twice a day. You get these bones, you boil them for 6 hours or whatever with vinegar. You strain it, you get the thing off, you put some carrots in it. That's how you do it. Is there any questions about, no, I got that. Or even here's what it looks like.
Right.
So they know. And if they have any questions about that, they say, I don't know what you mean by a carrot. Then
Then we've. Oi.
so that literally that's our job. You're going to know what to do. Now, then, it always amazed me. Sometimes you'd come back in a 2 weeks or a month, person didn't do it. And I'd say, then they say, what do you think I should do next?
I
I'd
know.
say, well,
Well,
see, you got to help me out here. Like I could be wrong, but I would rather know that you did it and it didn't help,
yes.
because then we'll do something else. Then we'll, not eat broth or eat twice as much or something.
Yes.
And that I think was very clear. People, it's you start getting comfortable with, here's how I'm going to do my experiment. And that's my life. And we're going to tell them what things might make sense to change now, to do this week, this 2 weeks. And that's what you're going to walk them through that.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. And as you said, I can do all of those things, which I will, and then it's up to them. It's always
Yeah.
up to them, right?
Right.
My job is here. Here's the information. Here's the how. Here's the why. Here's the how. Okay, see ya. I
Yeah.
didn't do it. Ah.
It's interesting about that, because you probably heard me say, I've never done anything anybody had told me to do either.
Yeah, I actually have heard you say that.
So I have a lot of sympathy with people say, I'm not going to, I didn't do that. But and so then I say, well, what did you do, or what made you decide to do what you did? Because it was interesting to me, that choice, especially
Yeah.
if you're paying somebody,
Right?
Yeah.
I
So,
mean, yeah.
but
I get
anyways,
it.
a lot of people really do want our help. And you have an amazing expertise in food, not pathways.
Not
Pathways
bad.
are irrelevant. Nobody ate a pathway or a saturated fat.
Not
And
that I'm aware of, yeah.
yeah. All right. I think that gives people a pretty darn good idea of where we're what we're doing here.
Yes.
And
Yes.
I hope that I think, yeah, people should sign up, get a consultation with Monica. If you have any questions of if how do I implement this? Where do I go with there? We're going to solve that problem for you.
Yes. Tom, as you know, I mean, 25 years is a long time to just talk about food and,
Yeah,
right?
no kidding.
I've been doing this a long time, but the thing is, this is it, folks. This is
Yeah.
it. You can throw anything else you want at an issue in terms of like, oh, I'm doing this, modality. I'm doing this. There are lots of good things out there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, there are wonderful things. You've got a lot of things that you've been, putting out on the website and everything else and through the clinic.
Yeah.
Fantastic modalities, but if we don't have the food,
Yeah.
nothing's going to stick.
Yeah, food is the key.
Food is the foundation, and I am thrilled. I've been saying it for a long time, and I'm thrilled to be with people who get that, who want. Yeah.
Yeah, we get
Yep.
it.
Yep.
All right, Monica, I think we got it. So everybody join us. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.